Education Minister wants charter schools to negotiate an early end to their contracts with the government. Chris Hipkin says the 11 privately owned, publicly funded schools can apply to become a different type of school, and each needs to discuss its future with the Education Ministry. The Education Minister is with us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
Why do you want them gone?
Well, we've been very clear from the beginning when the charter school model was first mooted that we defend and would protect and promote a public education system that gives every child the ability to fulfil their potential. Charter schools have been an ideological experiment, a distraction from that core mission. The vast majority of New Zealand students attend public schools, and that's where we want our attention focused.
You've slightly shifted your position, though, because I remember a few months ago it was about no more charter schools opening, and now you're taking a much harder line and saying they're likely to close.
No, we've said right from the very beginning that we would repeal the charter school model when we became government, and that we would deal with any schools on a case-by-case basis that had opened in the intervening period.
So how are you going to deal with them on this case-by-case basis?
Well, the Ministry of Education will be sitting down and negotiating with them. There are a range of options they can become. There's a technicality around how this happens, but obviously there's designated character schools or special character schools, integrated schools, private schools. There's a range of different options that they...
Special character schools, I mean, is that essentially charter schools with a slightly different name?
It's within the public education system, so it removes the elements of concern that we have about the charter school model. So, we were concerned about the ideological underpinnings of the charter school model. It's a very much a privatised education system model, whereas those other options that I just mentioned, except for private schools, are part of the public education system.
How is it going to be possible for you to negotiate with each school in good faith on this when you've essentially stated that you wanted them gone?
We haven't stated that we wanted them gone. We've said that we want the charter school model gone.
Well, that's pretty much the same thing, isn't it?
Well, no, not necessarily, because actually what we've seen from the first charter schools that have been established is they're not doing very much that they couldn't do within the state school or public school system. So there aren't huge barriers to them entering the public school system because they're not doing a lot that's hugely different from what public schools are doing.
Nonetheless, what they are doing, many of them seem to be doing pretty well for their students. So why would you want to change that?
Well, look, I'm not going to get into case-by-case basis dissecting the results that they're producing, but it's fair to say...
Well, why not, though? Because, I mean, the Vanguard Military School, for example, its Aero report that I've got in front of me, the second line of the Aero report says, it has demonstrated that it has the capability to continue to improve educational outcomes for its students. Why wouldn't you want to support that?
Well, the vast majority of public schools get a very similar comment made in the Aero reports as well. That some of the claims that are being made about charter schools' results don't bear scrutiny, but I'm not going to get into a public debate about that. Obviously, we'll talk about them on a case-by-case basis. I think to get into a public debate about those things wouldn't be in good faith, which is what we have indicated we're going to be negotiating in.
How have you reconciled this situation with members of your caucus like Kelvin Davis, Pene Henare, Willie Jackson, who are active proponents of charter schools?
They're not active proponents of charter schools. They're supporters of a couple of schools that are catering to a particular community.
I think you're splitting hairs, Minister.
Well, no, they are not fans of the charter school model. They are fans of those particular schools. And, we're going to be talking to those schools one-on-one in good faith, as we have indicated we will.
What about the situation for Māori in all of this? Because let's go back to the Aero report from the Vanguard Military School, Māori student achieved better than all other ethnic groups in the school and significantly better than Māori and all other students nationally. You have been making an awful lot in the last week or so, the new Labour-led government, about delivering for Māori, about spending 5 days in Waitangi. Why is it that you would want to be undercutting excellence and achievement by Māori students?
Well, we don't think we are undercutting that. And in fact, the vast majority of Māori students attend public schools, and that's where our focus is. We want to ensure that all Māori
but they're doing really well
have the
here.
Opportunity to succeed within the public school system. And picking off a small handful of them doesn't deal with the underlying issues, which is what we're committed to doing.
How does closing a charter school help one child?
Well, as I've indicated, you're preempting what those discussions might be. There are a range of options for those schools, and I'm not saying that closure is a necessity. There is a technical issue that if they become, say, a designated character school, then technically they close and reopen in a different model. But I'm not saying necessarily that those schools will close or will cease to operate. There are some legal technicalities. There's some negotiation to go through, and we're dealing with that on a case-by-case basis in good faith, as we've said we would from the very beginning.
Education Minister Chris Hipkins, thanks very much for your time on Morning Report.